And as a result, science started to look for something different. In 1905, Albert Einstein comes up with a solution to explain these mystery energies associated with atoms. In his equation, where he writes E equals mc squared, he's talking about the fact that energy and mass are interrelated to one another. What he actually found, and it was supported by Planck and Heisenberg and other leaders of the field to be called quantum mechanics, is that the atom was indeed not the smallest part of the universe, that inside the atom there were other structures. But as they looked inside the atom, they found that rather than physical things that we thought were in there, such as electrons and protons and neutrons, there were nothing physical inside the atom. The atom was actually small vortices of energy spinning around, that energies in the atom would come and go. Sometimes they were there and sometimes they were not there. This surprising, weird world of physics revealed something that was so profound that even the physicists had a hard time conceptualizing it. The reality is this. If I give you a camera, load it with film and can shrink you to the size of an atom and ask you to fly through an atom and take pictures as you fly from one side of the atom through the atom and out the other side. When you come back from this trip and we start to develop the film and look at the pictures, what you'll see is there was nothing in there, that there are no physical components inside the atom. The atom itself is made out of energy. And the relevance about that is that all of a sudden it says our whole emphasis on the nature of the universe being a physical world may be wrong. If atoms are made out of energy, and atoms make molecules, then by nature, molecules are made out of energy. And if molecules give rise to cells, then cells are made out of energy. And if cells create humans, then humans are made out of energy as well. And all of a sudden, our surety of a world based on matter starts to dissolve, because in the world of quantum physics, we realize that the universe is actually an energy universe, completely opposite of the opinion held by Newtonian physicists that perceived of the universe as a physical machine. Well, was quantum mechanics right? Did they really have an understanding of what was going on? The most amazing thing is, for sure it did. Within 20 years of the time that quantum mechanics was introduced into the world of physics and accepted by the physicists of the day as the mechanisms that provide for the world, within that 20-year period, we created the atom bomb. And that was all based on the theories of quantum physicists, so that that theory actually became material in the expression of that bomb. We opened up into the atomic age. This cosmic joke that led us from a mechanical world into an energy world provided us with miraculous advances in our technology. We went from crank phones to cell phones. We went from stethoscopes to CAT scans. We went from typewriters and bottles of whiteout to laptops. All of this new technology derived from the theories based in quantum mechanics. It is now recognized that the theories of quantum mechanics are the most absolutely proven theories in all of science, so that all of a sudden we really must own the reality of this new world, a world based on energy, not on matter.